And Vibhat Vasa, his clothes. What do his clothes look like? Peetvarn, yellow. Peetvarn, yellow, and that also like kanak, like gold. There is no crinkles. He wears such transcendental pitamber, yellow cloth. Sometimes when I am speaking katha like this, I remember something. One time I told the audience that when the Lord wear clothes, he wear clothes and he never walks around naked. And in the audience there were some Jains. Sometimes some Jain people, they walk around naked. So they got a little offended. But the Lord is a gentleman. He does not walk around naked. One should always cover their bodies. To walk around naked like Naga Babas, this is not bhakti. Like animals. Humans should be dressed properly. You know who stays naked? Ghosts and witches. And in the West, people compete to be naked. I become so amazed looking in this country that men, they wear shorts up to their thigh, their calves. And women wear short pants. Sometimes they only wear some kopins. This is the culture of ghosts and witches. Seeing this in this country, on the beach, I became so shocked. In India, they still don't dress like that. One should cover their bodies nicely. Where I was discussing Lord Krishna's appearance and to become to such a degraded thoughts is not proper. Whatever it is, it always comes to mind once because we see it all the time. In our culture, what it is, men also are dressed and women are also dressed properly. Men, they may sometimes wear clothes up to their knees, but women always cover themselves up to their feet. You may have seen our deities. Krishna sometimes dresses his dhotis up to his knees, but Radharani is always down to her feet, even her feet are covered. This is the way to dress. Here people are actually like ghosts and witches, desiring to be naked. So the Lord, he dresses very nicely, and his clothes, he likes yellow color. Kanak Kapisham. And mala. He wears a Vajayanti mala. Vajayanti mala is a garland of flowers with five kinds of flowers. When a person wears Vajayanti mala, then he becomes free from shok, from distress, anger, and he becomes always Vijayi. That's why it's called Vajayanti Mala. Mala that gives one victory, Vijay. There are five colors, five kinds of flowers. When we offer these garlands to Krishna and when the garlands are taken off and given to somebody to wear as prasad, that person should put it on. It is auspicious prasad. These days people don't wear. We give them garland, they immediately take it off and put it on the side. One should not do like this. One should wear it because it's prasad. Then the distress, shock, unhappiness goes away. Disease, poverty, etc. goes away. One time, Durvasa Muni, he was bringing a offered garland of the Lord from Vaikuntha. And he was passing through the heavenly planets and he offered pranams to Indra. And he became pleased with Indra and he gave him the garland. So Indra, he was so intoxicated with pride, he said, why should I wear this garland? I wear such great valuable gems, mala. So he put it, the garland, he put it on his elephant Airavat's head. And the animal, the elephant, he picked up the garland with his this trunk and he crushed it with his foot. So Durvasa, when he saw this, he got very upset and he cursed Indra very heavily. He said to Indra, you're so intoxicated with your vaibhav, with your wealth, I curse you, you will lose all your wealth. And after that, Indra became poverty stricken because the demons they attacked and they became victorious and they chased him out. Just because Indra, he offended the garland of the Lord. So one should wear Krishna's offered garland with great respect. Just like when Krishna's water, the charan water comes, we should put that on our head. Flowers that are from his lotus feet, we should smell them. A person who takes Krishna's offered prasadam and items, he can never be defeated. We should always wear these things. The Lord wears a garland. When the Lord wears a garland, why his devotees will not wear his prasad garland? There are some devotees who will only wear what Krishna wore, his prasad. They'll only accept foods and garland of flowers, only what is offered to the deities. This is also a limb of bhakti. So with great delight, we should wear Krishna's garlands. So Krishna was wearing a mala and it was swinging.
Rambra,
Venur Randhran, the holes of the flute. Adhar Sudhayan, Purayan. He has a Venu, a flute, and he is blowing on the holes of the Venu. Gopis are always so envious of this flute, because the flute is always on Krishna's lips, and his Krishna's fingers are always running on this flute, the holes, and he's blowing inside the flute. And the gopis used to say that this flute is our co-wife. She is such a bad one that she's making our Lord serve her with 10 fingers. Just like we massage his 10 toes, his feet, she's making Krishna massage her. He does not sit and play flute. She's making him stand and serve her. And they curse her that she is harassing our Lord, our husband. If we ever find this flute, on a stone, we will grind her and then we'll throw her in the Jamuna. One time Srimati Radharani said, when Krishna, he lifted the Govardhan hill, he did not bend, but to pick up this flute, he has to bend. And he massages her. And he gives the nectar of his lips to her. He could have said in this line that Krishna playing his flute, he entered Vrindavan, but he is saying Venur Adhar Sudhaya Purayan. He is giving the nectar of his lips to this holes of this flute. Adhar Sudha is the little bit of humidity on his lips. And he's giving it to the flute. And surrounded by Gopa Vrinda. And the Gopa Vrindas, what they were doing, they were Geet Kirti. They were singing his Kirti, his glories. His glories of how he is right there and then. How he is wearing a flower on his ear, and how he is wearing peacock feather, how he is dancing, how he is wearing Vajanti Mala. They are singing all this. The Gopa Vrindas. In this way, Krishna Vrindaranyam, the forest one is called Aranya sometimes. Vrindaranyam he is entering. Vrinda is Tulsi Maharani, and Vrindavan is named after Tulsi Devi. Today it's famous Vrindavan, Vrinda Aranya.
Jahan
Aranya, another meaning is where there is no run. Run means a battle. So in Vrindavan there is no battle, Aranya.
Aisa sthan hota hai jahan kalah nahi hai, division nahi hai ki hamara hai tumhara.
Vrindavan is such a place that there is no fighting, no kalah, as they say, this is mine, this is yours. In the forest, there is no division. This is my house, my land, your land. In the cities, there is a division everywhere. This is my boundary, this is your boundary. And just for the fighting over the boundaries, people go to the courthouses for years. He says, this is my boundary, your boundary, my park, road, etc. Vrindavan is not like that. Just like seeing a forest or a mountain or ocean, we can remember Krishna because there is no boundaries belonging to this person or that person. And the rest of the places is touched by man. So there is boundaries and me and mine. But the forest is not like that. Forest is, everything belongs to Krishna. And so it's called Aranya. How is Vrindavan? What does it look like? Swapad Ramanam.
Sri Krishna ke charan chinh se atyadhik ramaniya ho gaya.
It looks very beautiful with his swapad, his feet, his the marks that are under his feet, the land. Vrindavan is decorated by his footprints. Or another meaning is Swapad Ramanam, his own Vaikuntha, his own spiritual planet. Vrindavan is more beautiful than his spiritual planets. Or the land which is worthy of him, his lotus feet. Vrindavan is fit for him to wander about. It's called Swapad Ramanam. In such Vrindavan, Sri Krishna entered. So this beautiful form was remembered by the gopis, and therefore they were not able to talk because their heart became over flooded with love and they were not able to speak. The Leela which they could not describe, Sukadev Goswami has described here in this verse 5. This Roop and this Leela they wanted to describe but they were not able to. This is the beginning of Venu Geet. So Krishna is entering Vrindavan, and along with him the cowherd boys are singing his glories, and he has this beautiful form. This shloka is very famous, and this is the shloka that pulled Sukadev Goswami. This slok brought Sukadev Goswami to be a devotee. He heard two slokas at the beginning, and this was one of the two. Sri Krishna's beauty is described here. Text 6. O King, Sukadev Goswami is again and again calling, O King, to Maharaj Parikshit. Because he is describing a very special leela. Sometimes he says, Hey Nripa, Hey Rajan, Hey Parikshit Maharaj. Why does he need to again and again address him like that? That is because he is trying to address him to say, Rajan, my dear king, hear carefully. This is a very special pastime I'm telling you. We have to understand the bhav of the gopis. Often we also hear and we say gopi bhav, gopi bhav, gopi bhav. So what is this gopi bhav? Then we should understand. Sometimes people say, now you are not qualified to hear. Do not talk about this. You don't talk about gopi bhav. After you die, when you get your next body, then you can talk about gopi bhav. Some people say like that. Now you're not qualified. That is true. But what is the way of becoming qualified? There must be some procedure to become qualified. If one hears in a pure way in the cyclic succession, then a person can become qualified. Suppose you say that those devotees in male bodies, they're not qualified, but the women are already qualified, they're already women bodies. A man will have to think that I am gopi, but a woman is already a gopi. The Lord has given them so much facility, they already have the body of a gopi. They will not have to imagine that they have a woman's body. They can love Krishna like that. Men can also love Krishna if they have this bhav. But the bhav will come when they're qualified. Here it is explained, iti, this is text 6. All the young ladies of Vraja. In this way, Venu Geet was going on, Krishna was playing his flute. What was that geet, that song like? Adbhut sarva bhut manoharam. It was such a this Venu geet was such a song which could captivate the mind of any living being. Then what to speak of the gopis' minds? If his flute could captivate all the living entities, then why not the Then it is not amazing that it captivated the minds of all the gopis. And Sarva Bhut, all living entities, doesn't just mean human beings. It means the demigods, birds, animals, insects, grass, trees. He captivated the mind of all living beings. All living entities means all living entities in 8,400,000 species. Actually, all living beings have a relationship with that Krishna's Venu Geet. In this world, there is no singer, no musician whose song or singing or music can captivate all living beings. No one's like that. Maybe a few men might become attracted to his singing. There are some musicians who can attract snakes. But to attract all these trees and animals and birds and even stones, we've never heard that. Only Krishna. When Krishna used to play his flute, it's like the rocks are jar. They used to melt and start to flow, and it looked as if they're conscious. And the conscious beings, they used to become so fixed in the ground as if they were like rocks. Immovable. You will hear more of this later. Sri Krishna's flute playing is called here Sarva Bhut Manoharam. It attracts the minds of all living entities. When great devotees, when they hear this flute playing of Krishna, and then that makes them desire in their heart that, hey Krishna, please let me hear also one time your Geet, Venu Geet. As soon as they would hear this flute playing of Krishna, their heart will overflow with love for Krishna. It is so intoxicating. One Vaishnava has written a poem, it's called Pyare Kanhaiya. Please let me hear your flute. It's a very long poem. It's a small book of song. In Braj language, it's a very beautiful prayer. Somebody is offering prayers to Krishna. Please let me hear your flute. Whatever qualities one needs, by hearing Krishna's flute, all the qualities will automatically come in their hearts. So the Braj women of Braj, young ladies of Braj, hearing Krishna's flute, they all embraced one another and they started describing it. What does it mean? They started embracing one another.
सब बहुत मनोहर गीत था, उसको सुन कृष्ण के अतिरिक्त हृदय में और किसी का स्मरण नहीं है.
This means that their heart is only thinking or remembering Krishna, nothing but Krishna. Each gopi is embracing her another, thinking that this other is Krishna. The flute playing has made them mad like this.
और उन्हें दूसरे की संभावना नहीं, पास में सखी खड़ी है और तो वो सोच रहे हैं कोई सखी की कृष्ण है, इतना स्मरण आ रहा है.
They are remembering Krishna so much that they see if there is a sakhi standing near them, they are thinking that that is Krishna.
बांसुरी गीत के कारण को उसका आलिंगन करने लगे.
That they start embrace one another.
कृष्ण है, दूसरे का आलिंगन करने लगे. अथवा
और and hearing Krishna's flute, they want to swing with him, they want to be with him, they want to walk with him. The reason for this is that the humans, they're after all, they're enjoying with somebody, they're embracing somebody, they're taking something from somebody, they're eating with somebody, playing with somebody. When that day will come that we will get to do the same things with Krishna, when will I have fortune of being in his embrace or embracing him? So when Krishna was present in Vrindavan like that, in this way, the flute would play such a miracle that all the gopis could only think that the other person was Krishna and they would embrace her. In this verse number 6, the second line, Sarva Bhuta Manoharam, on this part of this verse they have written thousands of books. What miracles this flute does. One poet has said that the gopi is telling Shri Krishna, Hey Murari, you can play your flute all the time. We do not stop you. But please, do not play this flute when we are cooking bhojan, food. When we are cooking, at that time, please don't play your flute. Because when you play your flute, the dry wood starts to melt and become wet. And then our fire of our cooking goes out. And we start blowing on this wood and so much smoke comes out and our eyes become red. Please don't play your flute when we're cooking. And I'm not able to cook food. When we finish cooking the meal, then you can play your flute. So they're saying they have the dry wood that they're burning, it becomes wet and water starts to run from it. So how will it burn and how will we cook? In this way Krishna used to make so much trouble. Exactly at the time of cooking he would start to play his flute.
और बांसुरी में इतनी मादकता थी कि लगता था जैसे किसी को रस्सी में बांध करके खींचा जा रहा है.
एंड द फ्लूट हैड सो मच इंटॉक्सिकेशन कमिंग आउट ऑफ इट दैट इट्स द गोपीज फेल्ट लाइक समबडी हैड टाइड देम विद हैवी रोप्स एंड पुल देम.
वैसे जहां से ध्वनि आती थी उधर गोपियां भागती चली जाती.
दे यूज्ड टू ड्रॉप एवरीथिंग एंड स्टार्ट टू रन इन दैट डायरेक्शन वेयर द साउंड वाज कमिंग एज इफ समबडी वाज हैड टाइड देम अप with a rope and were pulling them. The family people used to say, what happened to her all of a sudden? Did she get some mental disease or something? Don't know what happened to her. The family, the in-laws, they used to shout at her, the gopi. They used to say, go bring that Pretacharya, is the ghostbuster. Maybe he will chant some mantra and get rid of the ghost. One poet has said that in one house a gopi, she would say ha ha and she fell unconscious. In separation of Krishna, she was not able to go to Krishna. Hearing the sound of flute, she fainted. And somebody said, give her medicine, call a doctor, call a vaidya. Somebody will say, bring a ghostbuster. Called Ojha. Somebody would say that she's got some astrological graha very bad. Then this devotee poet says, everyone was trying all kinds of things. Nobody said that go and snatch that flute from Krishna's hand and throw it away and then she will be cured. This was the greatest medicine. Just get rid of that flute. One gopi even said, yes, there is a medicine for this flute. They were talking amongst themselves. In Braj language, Ras Khan's poem, this is. When Sri Krishna plays his flute, even if he climbs on top of the Govardhan, I will put my fingers in my ears and I will not be able to hear it. And if I can't hear it, then I will not be affected. She said, I can counteract this flute. I will not hear it. I'll put fingers in my ears. But one thing I'm telling all of you. But I am telling all the people of Braj today openly. But if that Nanda's Lala, he comes in front of me smiling, then my dear Sakhi, I will not be able to tolerate that smile. I will not be able to tolerate. Therefore, don't let Krishna come into our street even. We cannot close our eyes and do our work. We can close our ears and do our work, but we cannot close our eyes. So don't let him even in our street. And if he comes in our street and if I happen to see him while he's smiling, then I am finished. I will not be able to do any work. This is the effect of Krishna's smile, the effect of his flute playing. On this topic, so many poets have written so many poems. Actually, there are some things that at a certain time comes to my mind. Here I am just remembering it. those who have taken birth in India and they can understand some of the local languages, you can actually, if you can understand Braj Bhasha, Braj language, then you can really relish the meaning of these poems. Vilva Mangal Thakur in Krishna Karnamrit, he has written so much about Krishna's beauty and Krishna's flute playing. But if somebody does not know Sanskrit, then he will not be able to understand what is said in those scriptures. But now there is translation, one can hear translation. So what are the gopis describing? Now the Venu Geet is going to begin. Text 7, Gopiya Uchu.
वक्त्रं व्रजेशसुतयोरनुवेणुजुष्टैर्जुष्टं जैर्वान्निपीतमनुरात्तकटाक्षमोक्षम्।
सबसे पहले गोपियों के गीत को समझने के लिए,
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
चरण शरण को ग्रहण करना,
टू अंडरस्टैंड गोपीज सॉन्ग,
उनकी बात,
इट इज इम्पोर्टेंट टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ देयर लोटस फीट. Because without their mercy, how you can understand what they are saying? So Sripad Sanatan Goswami, he is writing, the meaning of the words of gopis can only be understood by the mercy of the gopis. Therefore, I take shelter at the lotus feet of the gopi jans. And by their mercy, I will be able to understand this seriousness of gopi geet. And I will try to, and then by their mercy, I will endeavor to understand it. I will not be able to understand so much. Venu Geet only is understood by the gopis and Krishna. And a third person will not be able to understand so much, he says. But by the mercy of the gopis, Sanatan Goswami is understanding. Out of his humility, he is saying, what I can understand, he says. So the gopis, they say to one another in different groups. In some group, Chandravali is speaking, and in some group, Radharani is speaking.
यहाँ पर अब ये ललिता जी का उद्गार व्यक्त किया गया
है। Here, Lalita's feelings are being described. According to the commentaries of the acharyas.
क्या है सखियों? ये संबोधन है।
She is saying, my dear friends.
कि शब्द संबोधन आया है तो इसका अर्थ यह है कि मैं जो कुछ कहने जा रही हूँ सखियों, ये तुम लोगों को अपने आप मालूम है, ज्ञात है। संबोधन में ये भाव आ गया, ये ज्ञात है।
With his friends, while grazing, taking the cows for grazing,
पीछे गायों के पीछे पीछे,
walking behind the cows,
दोनों पुत्र चलते हैं नंद महाराज,
both sons of Nanda Maharaj are walking,
तो गायों के पीछे पीछे संकेत मधुर ध्वनि आदि करते हुए ब्रजेश तस्य सुतय रामकृष्ण, ब्रजेश के दोनों पुत्र कृष्ण और बलराम,
बोथ द सन्स ऑफ ब्रजेश Nanda Maharaj, both the sons Krishna and Balaram, walking behind the cows, enter the Vrindavan forest. At that time, out of both of them, the one boy who has that flute on by his lips,
उस कृष्ण का मुख है जिन्होंने नेत्रों से पिया है.
That Krishna, who his face, those who have drunk the beauty of his face through their eyes,
जिनके मुख को बरभागी जनों ने आगे जीवों में भी जल जिनके द्वारा वो मुख पिया जाता है.
Those fortunate living entities who have drunk the nectar of his, beauty of his face through their eyes.
यही है.
Actually, the real fruits of having vision is to see Krishna. We don't know. We don't. They say we don't think there is any other fruits, any other results, reason for having these eyes. The reason for having these eyes is to see Krishna with the flute to his lips, who is walking with his brother Balaram and his friends behind the cows. That flute is on his lips constantly, continuously. Those who have drunk the beauty of his face, which has a flute to his lips. Those living entities, they have actually they are actually worthy of having their eyes. We are not. We are so unfortunate that we can never see him like this, like that in the forest. So more fortunate, these fortunate beings in the forest, these deers and the animals and the trees, they are so much more fortunate than us. And the cowherd boys, this creator has given us a woman's body and he has spoiled everything. He has cursed us. We cannot be with him. We don't have the fortunate that we can go in the forest with Krishna and see his beautiful face playing this flute. In this way, the gopis used to feel very unfortunate and cry. They used to desire that I wish I could become a tree or a deer so I can be near Krishna. May I become a cow so all day and night I can wander around with Krishna. They had so much love for Krishna that they used to see that the whole world was Krishnamaya. Whole world used to love Krishna so much and can be with Krishna except us. They used to actually feel that every living entity of this world is so intoxicated with love for Krishna except us. Everyone else is fortunate, only we are so unfortunate.
तो श्री कृष्ण जब वन में प्रवेश करते थे तो अनुवेण जुष्टम उनका मुख रहता वक्त्रम नेत्रों से उनके मुख.
Gopis, they are not saying those who are taking darshan of Krishna. They are saying those who are drinking the beauty, Krishna's beauty with their eyes. They are not saying those who are seeing Krishna's face. Those who are drinking.
छक करके मन भर करके उनके मुख को पीते हैं.
Those who are drinking beauty of his face with their heart's content.
उन्हें ही
Those are actually, those living entities are the only ones actually worthy of having eyes. And nothing else is worthy of the eyes. We did not get worthy of our eyes, Sakhi. We did not get the fruits of having eyes. Everyone else did, except us. So this Creator, by giving us a woman's body, He has wasted our lives. And if He hadn't made us a woman like this, we would be able to go outside and wander around with Krishna in the forest. We were like Krishna's boyfriends, Gop Sakhas. We would be there with Krishna in the forest, even if we were a cow. But this Creator has really killed us by making us women. We are not able to see Krishna, our eyes content. This is the first shloka of the Venu Geet, text 7. We are also not having so much time, so I am summarizing everything. Actually, one shloka can be spoken in at least one sitting. Because they are very serious, the meanings are very serious. Another Sakhi says,
मध्ये विरे जतुरलं पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे जथा नटवर क्वच गायमान.
Text 8. Other sakhis are speaking.
बांधते हैं अपने शीर में इधर उधर.
When Sri Krishna ties the mango leaves on his head or here and there.
चुतक प्रवाल, चुतक माने आम और प्रवाल माने पत्ता, नए नए पत्ता.
The new leaves. When both the brothers, they wear these peacock feathers, lotus lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flowers, flower buds.
Krishna Balram, Pasupal Goshthi, Pasupal Goshthi me, Gopal Goshthi me.
When they start to dance in the assembly, among the assembly of cowboys, my dear Sakhi, at that time, whoever gets to see Krishna, their eyes have reached perfection. The rest did not get. But we are not so fortunate that we can see Krishna. But these Gopsakhas, they are so fortunate that in the middle of them, Krishna is always dancing like this. They don't just look at Krishna, they embrace Him, they play with Him, they touch Him, eat with Him, walk with Him, dance with Him. They're so fortunate. They're actually crying of their own misfortune while they're describing the good fortune of these boys. For them, the whole world seems so fortunate, and only they are not fortunate. This is actually love. This is called Mahabhav. What to speak of the living entities, they're envious of the non-living entities like the flute.
उसके प्रति ईर्ष्या होती थी, विशेष करके राधा रानी.
They used to get very jealous with the flute, especially Radha Rani.
और प्लान करते थे इसे चोरी करो.
And she used to plan, let's steal this flute and throw it in the Jamuna.
इसके आगे तो हमें पूछते ही नहीं.
When he has this flute, he doesn't even look at us.
अरे कभी याद नहीं करते.
He never remembers us.
उठवास लगली तुम्हारे इतना बांसुरी बजने आता है. प्लान करते.
So here, they're glorifying the fortune of these cowherd boys. All glories to these cowherd boys.
गोपों का, जिन्हें आँखों का फल मिल रहा है, जिन्हें अपने त्वगिंद्रिय का फल मिल रहा है, जो श्री कृष्ण को आलिंगन में लेते हैं, उनकी बात सुनते हैं.
They embrace Krishna, they listen to him, they talk to him, they dance with him.
उनका श्रृंगार करते हैं.
They decorate him. They eat with him. And these gopas, all glories. They are so fortunate. And we are most unfortunate. We are condemned. The real life the gopas have, boyfriends. One time in Katha, on this topic, I said, why do people want to become gopis? Here gopis want to become gopas.
गोपी जान चाहती है कि हमारा जन्म गोप बालक के रूप में हो जाए. जिससे
द गोपीज दे वांट दैट दे शुड हैव टेकन बर्थ एज दिस फ्रेंड्स ऑफ कृष्णा, सो वी कुड ऑलवेज बी विद हिम फ्रीली.
कृष्ण के साथ कुछ लोग चाहते हैं कि हम गोपी हो जाए.
बट सम पीपल वांट some people say they would like to be gopis. But if you have the bodies of gopis, you will be crying like this because you will never get to see Krishna freely. In joking, I was talking like this. Actually, the devotee who has a desire to be to take birth as a gopi, it is very great desire. Just like on the first day I had said that among all the devotees, the gopis of Braj, they are the topmost. But still, sometimes people, they don't understand and they're saying gopi gopi all the time, gopi bhav, they don't understand. And therefore I tell them, because they don't understand anyway, I tell them, look, gopis here are crying because they cannot be with Krishna and they want to be, they'd rather be Krishna's cowherd boyfriends.
अभी तो श्री कृष्ण से मिलने में कोई संकोच नहीं, घूमने में संकोच.
टू मीट टू बी फ्रीली विद कृष्णा एनी टाइम द गोपस द फ्रेंड्स ऑफ कृष्णा हैव दिस ग्रेट फॉर्चून.
गोपियां मिलना क्या कृष्ण को देख नहीं सकती थी. जैसे दूसरे जीव कृष्ण को देखते थे, ऐसे गोपियां नहीं देख सकती थी.
What to speak of being with Krishna, they were not able to see Krishna. Just like all the other living entities, all the other people were able to see Krishna, gopis were not able to see Krishna so freely. When they used to look at Krishna, then their family, the in-laws, they would look at them and they will see who is she looking at. The elderly people of the family, they would always chastise them. Sometimes the elderly would say, when Krishna is returning from the forest, lock her up. She should not be able to come out. One poet has written in Bengali. The poet's name I do not remember right now.
राधा रानी कहती हैं कि अरे मन मत, अरे कामदेव मैं क्या तुमको कहूँ.
Radharani says, "Oh Kamdev, what I can say?"
Vithiya parag paran paripira siye tuva kon vivek. Netra ne.
He's saying, the gopi is saying, my eyes have made the offense, and you're giving punishment to my soul. Hey Kamdev, if my eyes have made the offense seeing Krishna, why you give me heartache? Who's not able to see Krishna going to the forest or coming from the forest? Nobody else is restricted like this. Only we are restricted that we cannot see. I always keep my right eye glance towards the blasphemers who might complain that I'm looking at Krishna. And my left eye, half, I was looking, with half of my left eye, I was looking at my family people. My husband or in-laws. So that they may not think that I'm looking at Krishna. They will see, think that I'm looking at them. So only with the half of the left eye, I'm looking at Hari. Only I saw Krishna with the corner of my left eye for one moment, and that is my offense. For this, you're punishing me. It was so difficult for them to see Krishna. To taste this bhav, Krishna came from Golok to taste the parakya bhav. When there is restriction between the two beloved to see one another, then the love increases so many times more. And swakiya bhav, because husband and wife are always together, there is not so much anxiety, so much and no restriction. But because here they are not allowed to see one another, there is more desire to see one another. They would be calling on their cell phone again and again, writing letters. How are you? But if there is no restriction in meeting, if their husband-wife relationship, then there is no anxiety for seeing one another. So for Krishna, as much, if there's more and more restriction, he feels more and more love. And therefore Krishna came from Golok. In Golok there is no parakya bhav. Only on this planet. In Golok there's two leelas that he cannot do. There is that Janma Leela he cannot do in Golok, and the Parakya Ras he cannot do. He cannot take birth there. Here he takes birth or appears. There in Golok he is a child of Yashoda, but he is always a child. There is no Janma Leela. In Parakya Bhav, there is so much ras for Krishna. He has given his eternal associates, sakhis, birth in such places that he cannot be with them freely. Krishna has given his sakhis in this world birth in such families that they're thinking that their husband is somebody else. Radharani says, when I meet Krishna, I'm always in anxiety that I have to separate from him again. So even that I cannot enjoy. And when I'm separated already, I am burning in the fire of separation. For me, meeting or separating from Krishna, both are suffering. I have no happiness. The Vidhata, the Creator, has not given me any happiness in my destiny. When there is separation, I die, and when there is meeting and I am in anxiety that I have to be separated soon. So never I am in happiness. In our sampradaya, this is considered the topmost. In other sampradayas, they believe in swakiya bhav, but Gauriya Vaishnavas, we believe in parakiya bhav. And actually, this is proof is in the Bhagavatam. If it was not parakiya lila, parakiya bhav, then Krishna will not do so many tricks to meet with Radharani, sometimes dressed as a woman, sometimes coming to sell bangles, sometimes something else. If Radharani was swakiya relationship, then why he would have to do so much drama? This is in the Bhagavatam. Because in Parakiya there is more ras. Gopis are not even allowed to look at him, and therefore they are glorifying the fortune of the cowherd boys. How fortunate they are. In the assembly of the cowherd boys, in the cow shed with the cowherd boys, Krishna dances and sometimes he sings. So nice. My dear Sakhi, this is the great fortune of these cowherd boys. And we are so unfortunate. Now in the next shloka, the feelings of Radharani are spoken. Text 9. Radharani says, My dear Sakhis, why are you speaking of the good fortune of the cowherd boys? They're his Sakhas, Krishna's boyfriends. All day and night they stay with him. But rather, look at the great fortune of this flute. It is just a piece of wood, a bamboo. Just look at the fortune of this piece of bamboo. Radharani has Mahabhav. Mahabhav means Mahaprem towards Krishna. Because of that, there is intoxication of love. And because of that, she's feeling so jealous of the flute. How anybody can be envious of a piece of bamboo? She is saying that this flute is supposed to be a male person. This flute is kissing my Krishna's lips. He's always with him. She is speaking in a very jealous way. Hey friends, hey gopis, what will we do? What use is this birth as the gopis? Gopis, we are not fortunate. The coward boys are not fortunate. Actually, this flute is very fortunate.
Kusalam acharat. Pata nahi is venu ne bansuri ne kaun sa tap kiya.
I don't know what austerities and tapasya this flute did.
Kaun sa punya kiya tha, kaun sukrit kiya, aur sakhi iska pata lagao.
Please, Sakhi, my dear friend, find out.
Jo tap aur jo sukrit venu ne kiya tha, hum bhi wahi kare.
Whatever sukriti, punya, and whatever tapasya this flute did, we will also do that. We will do that also. So Krishna will touch us too. That this flute, he is getting the nectar of Krishna's lips. Enjoying. This gender of this flute is bamboo, and bamboo is male. This is actually our right. This is a male, this flute is male, and he's taking the nectar of our Krishna's lips. This is our wealth, and we are not getting it. But this, the son of bamboo trees, he's day and night with our Krishna, and he's stealing all our wealth. And he has never taken permission from us. Bhunkte swayam means on his own. He never asked us. Or rather, he shows us eyes. He gives us eyes. And when here, when they're angry with Krishna, and then from there, when Krishna blows on his flute, it sounds like the flute is fighting with them. It sounds like the flute is fighting with the gopikas. Sometimes when they're cursing this flute, and then the flute is playing in such a way that they feel like the flute is talking back. As if this flute is saying, "So gopis, what do you think? You think I am here on Krishna's lips without doing any austerities? Do you know what austerities I have performed? I have stood for so long and I have performed austerities. The bamboo trees, they're like sticks standing up." Sri Krishna, he speaks on behalf of the flute in this way, through playing the flute. I have stood in the sun, in the wind, in the rain, to become like this. And after this, I have performed so much austerities, and after that, somebody has cut me with a, they have chopped me with a chopper, axe. And then after cutting with axe, they have made holes in my heart. Seven holes they've made in my heart. They get a hot rod, very hot, red hot metal iron rod, and they make a hole in the flute like that. You might have seen. This is how they make holes in the flute, in the bamboos.